KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic, and it's currently 35 degrees. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be mostly cloudy with light rain this afternoon, a high around 40, winds out of the east at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, snow or no snow, a winter wonderland event will take place this weekend in Red Oak. Montgomery County Family YMCA Director John Blomstead said this will be the third time in the last 4 years they've held the event designed for children and their families. Last year, he said COVID precautions pretty much dictated the extent of the fun they could have.
Last year, we did a Santa Express because of COVID, and so we went around town and distributed things that way. But last year, it was a little bit different because of, you know, the rules that were in place from our governor and people not having shots and things like that.
Blomstead said their fourth annual Winter Wonderland will take place from 1 until 5 p.m. on Sunday. It is free and open to all families to help people get into the holiday spirit, and that includes a fire truck and hayride.
We'll have Dave Gamble's holiday fire truck here. He's got the lights on it, plays Christmas music, so he'll be doing tours around Red Oak with that. And we've got ride time set for that. We also have Tony Johnson, one of the local farmers here, is bringing in a hay rack. So for those people who can't get on the fire truck, they can get do a hay rack, you know, a shorter hay rack ride around the fairground area and things like that here.
Santa will be there also, and quite possibly Mrs. Claus, along with some treats.
We'll have a cookie decorating station. We'll have a craft station. We'll have hot chocolate and hot dogs for people to have. And also, the Y itself has been doing a coat drive where we're going to distribute coats to the youth that need coats in the area that attend the event. And then this year we've added a magician. Jeff Quinn from Omaha is going to be coming, and he'll be here the entire time from 1 to 5. We'll have him set up in the gym, and he'll be just kind of doing a ongoing magic show for people that want to take a break from the other hubbub that's going on around the Y.
A craft table will be set up in the Montgomery County YMCA gym. Also, Blomstead said the persons interested in participating in the fire truck and hay rides should pre-register at mcymca.com. Several spots for the fire truck ride had already been filled as of yesterday, but there's still time to get your child's name on the list.
So on the fire truck, we have a limit of 20 people, well, both on the fire truck and the hay rack, 20 people at a time. So we have time set up from 1 o'clock to 4:30, because the fire truck rides take around 20 minutes, but it takes us about 5 minutes to load and unload everybody. But we just like to have people pre-register, so that gives us an idea. And we'll have a check-in registration table. People will come in. They'll be given a card with their time that they'll be riding on the fire truck. So that way, if they've got 2:30, they get here at 1:30. Well, they have an hour to decorate cookies, check out the other activities that are going on and things like that.
You said they're not taking phone registration for those rides, but you can download the forms off their website, or they can be emailed to you or handed out directly at the YMCA if you don't have internet access. Blomstead said the event is made possible thanks to their sponsors, which include Red Oak Fairway and Hy-Vee stores for donations of cookie decorating supplies, the hot dogs and buns and hot chocolate, and the Red Oak Greenhouse, which has donated about 30 poinsettias for display around the YMCA. He said also that they appreciate Dave and Debbie Gamble of Elliott for being generous with their time and handling the fire truck rides, and Tony Johnson, as we mentioned, for the hay rack rides. If you'd like more information, call 712-623-2161. Well, Democrat Mike Franken, a retired Navy admiral who's running for the U.S. Senate, says he'd vote to provide the same level of health care to all Americans that he got during his 36-year military career.
It's all-encompassing to include preventive care and dental care that increases one's quality of life and productivity. So in my world, every American would have the type of health care that military service members get.
Franken is one of four candidates who announced they intend to compete for the Iowa Democratic Party's 2022 U.S. Senate nomination and the chance to challenge Republican Senator Chuck Grassley next November.
After 60 years, most politicians have a substantial list of things of accomplishments, of bills with their names on it that are nationwide famous. He has been just above the radar, doing a job, but not doing a great job.
Grassley was first elected to the Iowa House in 1958. He was elected to the U.S. House in 1974 and has been a member of the U.S. Senate since 1981. Franken is a native of Sioux Center, and he currently lives in Sioux City. He ran unsuccessfully for U.S. Senate in 2020 when Republican Joni Ernst was seeking re-election, and he finished second in the Democratic primary to party nominee Teresa Greenfield. University of Iowa researcher whose two-year-old son died from influenza in early 2020 has helped develop an online game to teach children about the flu and the importance of vaccines. U of I biology professor Maureen Neiman is co-creator of the game Flu's Clues, where players try to determine which countries around the world are seeing flu outbreaks.
You travel virtually to these different places with potential outbreaks, and you get to interview local scientists or doctors to find out what they're observing, what they're seeing, and figure out for yourself, based on information that you've learned in the game, is what you're seeing consistent with influenza.
Once outbreaks are identified, players return to their virtual lab to work on creating a serum for the vaccine.
The overall objective is to help teach really anyone, but the overt focus of the game is on, say, middle-aged kids about what influenza is and what it isn't, why it's something to take seriously, and how to protect yourself and your family and your community from the flu, and in particular by vaccinating.
The game also contains important lessons about viruses in general, such as how to identify symptoms, determine differences between the flu and other viruses, and learn how vaccines are made. You can read more on the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.